Welcome everybody to the Smoking Syndicate Casada Corner. I'm Will Cooper, and I'm joined by the one and only Ben Lee, the host of the Smoking Syndicate tonight. Ben, how's it going?
Going good. Not too cold here tonight, so looking forward to lighting up another Quesada cigar.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you're not familiar with the Casada Corner, it's kind of an offshoot of the Smoking Syndicate, where we several times a year we smoke a Casada cigar, and we kind of do it very similar to our roundtable fashion. But we kind of go through the cigar, our experiences with it, and if you're watching this live, you're gonna get to see the full version of this, which will always be available on Facebook. But if you are watching this on YouTube, we have a more condensed version where we just really focus on the cigar itself. And the cigar itself tonight is the Casa Magna Colorado Lancero. And this is the 2023 edition that was released late last year. And it's noteworthy that this is not the first time Casa Magna has released a Lancero. But it's the first time they've kind of released a Lancero in this size. So a few years ago, they had a Lancero. It was more like what I would call a super Lancero. It was like over 8 inches by 40 ring gauge. So this one, which they've released, is more traditional. It's 7x40, which, I know some of the naming council will say whether it's Lancero or not, but it's more in the wheelhouse of a Lancero, as I would say. That other one, which I actually smoked that cigar years ago. So that 8.25 one, and this is what I think of this blend. So I'm really excited to see how it's going to perform in this size tonight.
Yeah, we've gone over this before. We reviewed the Casa Magna line before, the Colorado, but this is the first time having it in this small ring gauge. Now the Casa Magna has always done really well in the larger ring gauge and those Vitolas, so I'm kind of curious how it does in the smaller ring gauge. And this is definitely it's not a true Lancero, but it's definitely a lot closer than the Super Lancero you were talking about earlier.
And I find that length of a cigar plays could play a very key role in the experience as well. And that, by the way, that was a good experience when I had that. And people always call me the Lancero hater and all that. No, I don't. There are Lanceros I really do like, and it really comes down to the blend, which I think this blend has been very versatile. I've had this like in the some, like I said, I've had it in some big, pretty big ring gauges. This one, I had that one. Was the was almost the 60, and it was very good. So, like I said, the Robusto still for me is the gold standard size, but. We've talked about this. I think Casa Magna Colorados have been smoking better than ever the last few years. They've moved the production of these now to the Dominican Republic, but it's all Nicaraguan tobacco that's in here. So it's 100% Nicaraguan tobacco. Gets the Colorado name from kind of that Colorado tint. It's kind of got a little bit of a reddish hue, but it's not like blood red, but it's kind of that clay red, and that's why I think that's kind of what I call Colorado shade in my book.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's where it gets his name from. I'm kind of curious about this because, like, I've always said I would like to have this in a smaller ring gauge, just blend, and now we finally have it. And I'm a big fan of Lanceros because I really like smaller ring gauge cigars. But I understand why people with Lanceros, you either find people that really love them or they hate them, and I totally get that because. You go to any factory, you talk to any roller or whatever, they're going to tell you the Lancero is one of the hardest Vitolas to roll. It's really tough because you're working, this little small ring gauge, little skinny cigar. It's tough. So a Lancero, either it's rolled, it's perfect, or it's unsmokable because usually it's because it's rolled too tight, and it's just there's no way around it. You can't fix that. So. And it's not really, it's kind of a niche cigar like the Vitola. It's for really people that really love Lanceros. It's not a big seller. So when you see these come out in a new line, it always makes me kind of excited because I enjoy Lancero, but I know that it's a tough sell also for the cigar company because It's all, I wouldn't say like it's a cigar geek's Vitola, but it's kind of in that realm where it's a niche kind of a size, you know? So like
Yeah.
in the kind of the age of the 6x60, you know, this is kind of the antithesis of that. So it's, but it's a good size.
Yeah, and I really like what Casada did, first of all, with the packaging of this thing. They put it in 7-count boxes. So the cigar itself is $14, but the box is $98. And you know, they didn't like overproduce these. There were 1,000 7-count boxes, so it's not a lot. And I think, you know, it's not trying to take over a segment of the market. What it's doing is it, there are people who really do enjoy these cigars, and it provides that opportunity to do it without like sacrificing the rest of your production to do it. And like I said, I love the 7-count box option. I think that was really brilliant. I'm actually going to bring up the cigar packaging as we talk about this, because I think they, like I said, I think they knocked it out of the park with this one. The seven, I just really like the 7-count box. It was, to me, it just had a nice presentation and everything. So let me, I have the picture here. I'm going to use these stock. I'm not going to use my picture because I took some out of the box already, but let me go here and show this. And there we go. So, you
Yeah.
know, nice presentation on that. Really well done on that. And like I said, you can, you know, these are, if you're a collector, this is limited, so it's not ongoing. Whether it comes back or not, I guess, is going to be really up to the demand. And you know, obviously Casada can decide if they, you know, if they can do it again or not. The other thing is, you know, like I said, I know Lance, I people say to me, I'm the Lancero hater. Yeah, I've given Cigar of the Year to Lancero, and the key thing is getting the blend to work right with a Vitola. So I sometimes see round peg square hole things done, and that doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You know, I remember, you know, the Guillaume Leon cigar,
Yeah.
one of my favorite cigars, and they did an LE Lancero for a shop. It didn't work for me, for whatever reason. It just didn't. Now, I have a lot of confidence tonight because, like I said, I have smoked this in the 40 with the old size. I am smoking this cold tonight, just so you know. But the other thing I'll just say is I've found this Colorado blend to be, Casadas just seems like they push all the right buttons with the sizes. So I don't think it, I don't have any indication this is round peg square hole thing tonight with this.
Yeah, this really kind of fits in to the stable of other Vitolas they have, because they have a lot of Vitolas in this line. There's so many different sizes. This was kind of needed. This size of a cigar, this ring gauge was needed, kind of to fill out the rest of this line. So I'm
Yeah.
curious about this.
Yeah, I mean, I've had, you know, this, I actually really like the Casa Magna Colorado. I think folks know it. And I've had a lot of different sizes. I know some, not all of them were like ongoing regular production ones, but I've had, I'm just over the years, I'm thinking I've had, like I said, I remember the 8 1/4 length one that they had. I remember there was a box press, it was a box press Casa Magna that came out, which was, I thought, really good. They had the Salomon, which was excellent. I've had this in a Corona size, a 6x46 too. So the Diadema is another one that comes to mind. You know, that's another Figurado. So, and I've had the little what is it? The little tin ones, I remember that they had too. So it to me, it's, I know the blend is very versatile, and I have a lot of confidence that Casada can make this work in this size tonight. So like I said, I think it was great. I want to thank the folks at Casada for sending it out. Hector, Manolo, Raquel, if I'm leaving anyone out, I apologize, but they did provide these for us tonight to smoke, and I really do appreciate it.
No receipts.
No receipts. No receipts, by the way, guys.
All right, I'm ready to go
Yeah.
ahead and cut and light. What about you?
I am, but I just want to make one comment. Again, I think this is just a beautiful looking Lancero. Just again, it's very clean. It looks smooth. It's elegant. The Colorado wrapper I just love on. So it's not one of these like rough, rugged Lanceros, which, like I said, just really looks nice on this. So I definitely It's Cooper proves as far as the presentation goes. To steal Ben's trademark. So, all right, I'm gonna cut it, man. Let's get right into this, guys.
Yeah, this, yeah, mine's look, it's pretty good looking. Mine's a little bit more rustic, a little bit. But it's still a quality look of cigar. I mean, of course, what you would expect,
Yeah.
but I'm looking forward to getting into this cigar.
I am too. I am too. I know Hector, who's the national sales manager. I know he's a big fan of this cigar too. So I have a lot of faith in him as well. But yeah, I'm getting into it right now. I've already cut it.
My draw is perfect. That's what I expected
Perfect.
too.
It's man, right spot. Yeah, a perfect pre-light milkshake draw.
Most of what I get on it, I get a little bit of earth, a little bit of
Very earthy. Yep.
cedar, some leather, and hay.
Yep. I would agree on all of that. It's a pretty, I said, it's definitely, I'm getting some of those earthy Nicaraguan notes coming on that for sure. The hay as well. Touch of cedar. It's not overly heavily cedary, which is really, really good.
Little touch of sweetness as well.
It's almost on that sweet cedar side, if that makes sense.
I'm gonna light this. I'm gonna put some flame to it now.
If you're watching, or if you're smoking, what tells you it tells what you're smoking. If you're smoking this or any Casa Magna, any Casada, or any cigar, let us know as well. We always want to hear about that. And I'm gonna turn off our chat group because they're out of control tonight. All right, that mute these guys for an hour. Yeah, they're in. Right.
I have a slight crack in my foot of the cigar, but it's not too bad, actually, though.
Yeah, I want to go to a I want to go to a single flame for this one.
That's what I'm
I have
doing.
all double
Single
jet here.
flame too.
Yeah. I don't want to have my think I have my Casa Magna lighter actually. Let me go pull that.
Yeah, I was, it's been raining here today, so I was a
I don't.
little worried about, how this cigar would kind of react with it being so humid outside right now. Actually,
Yeah.
I pulled it out several hours ago and like left it on my kitchen counter to dry out just a little bit, just because I was a little bit worried that it might swell up too much when it got out here. So we'll see how that goes. But so far, so good.
Yeah, we had the rains here today too, and it was really heavy. We had some heavy rains down in Charlotte. I'm sure the same system probably came through you a little earlier.
Yep.
But yeah, I wanted to point out I have two double flames here, and with a Lancero, I mean it's I do not like using anything but a single flame.
Yeah, since I smoke a lot of small ring gauges, I have a lot of single flames laying around.
Yeah. Ben, that sweetness that from the pre-light drawer is coming right through on this.
Sure is.
And it's a pleasant sweetness.
I'm actually getting a lot of
Really nice.
flavor just at the beginning of the cigar. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited because I mean, I was
This
hoping
is.
what would happen was this smaller ring gauge would more focus the flavors,
Right.
and like kind of make them kind of pop a little bit more. And
Yeah.
so far, that seems to be happening. And we're just into it, probably a quarter of an inch right here.
I'm a little, as always, I'm behind you on these, right? But I always catch up. But yeah, it's not residual sweetness from the wrapper I'm getting. And I think that's sometimes when you cut a cigar and you get some residual sweetness from the wrapper. It's not that I'm getting it on. When I puff this, I definitely am, it's coming and it comes through very, very clearly.
Yeah, I'm pretty much getting all the same flavors that we got on the cold draw.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a
Yep.
nuttiness here as well, too.
Nuttiness. The nuttiness. I was gonna say then I'm totally on board, yeah.
There's something else in there, but I can't put my finger on it just yet. Now, I do get the
I
black
can't
pepper on
either.
the retrohale, black
Yep.
pepper and cedar on the
Absolutely.
retrohale.
Yep. Yep, I'm getting the same thing.
Yeah, that sweetness is like a natural, kind of a natural tobacco sweetness kind of a
Yeah.
thing. Like it sometimes, we've talked about this before. It almost could kind of feel like on the palate and kind of taste almost like artificial sweetener kind of a way, like a saccharine sweetness or something. It's a little
Yeah,
weird.
and this is, yep,
This is like a
and that's why I
natural
said
sweetness.
normally that could turn me off. This is really natural, and that no, there's a lot going on at the beginning. You're really right on that. I'm getting that nut note, and I'm getting the retro. I'm in sync with you as well.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like
In fact,
almonds or something.
yeah, it's that type of a nut. It's not like a cashew nut, more of an almond nut.
No, I just there's something else behind it that's kind of hiding between, it's like peeking its head out, another flavor, but it's kind of being overshadowed by the nuttiness, the cedar, the slight earthiness, the little bit of black pepper. That's the thing too. I'm not getting a whole lot of black pepper on the palate, but I get a lot of it when I retrohale. I don't know how it's doing with you, but the black pepper,
Yeah,
but it's.
I get a little tingling on the back of the tongue with the pepper, but on the retro, the black, and it's not a sharp black pepper. I am really impressed with this. Is if Bear is watching this, he's gonna be proud of me. I am really impressed with this coming out of the gate.
Now this is the second I had one before actually,
Yep.
in our show that we had a few nights back. I was actually had smoked a, oh, it's actually the one before that. It was actually I smoked one
Yeah.
of these while we were on
Yeah.
the show, and so far, it's kind of similar in experience.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
I didn't, because we did kind of like I we were trying to get this scheduled in, and I said, Ben, I'm worried about my schedule next week. I don't know if I'll be able to smoke, because I may be traveling. So I said, do you have Wednesday open? And you said, yeah. So I said, if we could do it. So I didn't have time to do a proper pre-smoke on this, unfortunately. But I can tell you, I'm very impressed. I'm as impressed as out of the gate with this big time. Big time, I'm impressed. I just love the profile of this thing. It's medium. It's dead center medium in strength and body right now.
And it's kind of going in the way that I was hoping it would. A lot of the same
Yeah.
flavors that we got on the like when we did the Robusto Casa
Yeah.
Magna. It's just the flavors seem to be popping more, like they're more dominant, I guess. Like
Yeah.
you can really pick them out. Like there's just more to them. It's really,
Yeah.
really good.
Yeah. You know, this, it's just, I will say this, the Colorado Robusto is one of the best cigars I've smoked in the last 5 years. I mean, and we, I think several of us bought boxes of them.
Oh yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, 27 count box, but we, you know, but a Robusto, and to me, like I said, the Robusto, it's the gold standard. But wow, this is coming out of the gate, like every Lancero nerd needs, like, at least is gonna love the start of this. I'm gonna say I haven't smoked the whole thing, but let's say this is gonna satisfy the Lancero geek, you know, for sure.
Yeah, I gotta actually start slowing down because I've been look, I'm probably twice as the length of you so far. I mean, because I'm
Oh, yeah.
enjoying the flavor and it's burning really re well. So, and And like I said, there's another flavor that's in the background that I can't really pick out yet. So I've been puffing
I
to try
can't
to
do
get
it.
it.
I was almost, I'm sorry if I didn't mean to interrupt. I was almost gonna say I get a clove note, but it's not, it's a sweetness, it's not the spice. Damn, it's, is it a baker's spice type of note with that sweetness?
Yeah, well, we did get that in the original too.
Yeah,
Baker
yeah.
spice. But the baker spice to me is lighter in this than it is the larger ring gauges.
Yes, definitely. That black pepper note, to me, it's perfect level on the retrohale right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't overpower what you're getting on the palate, and it just kind of layers right over it.
Yeah, well, I will say about the retrohale, like I said, what I get in the retrohale is black pepper and cedar. That's pretty much all I'm getting on it.
Yeah,
But
yep.
I will say when I first retrohaled the cigar, it kind of stung a little bit, you know? But
It did the initial note, yes, but yes, after that it kind of mellowed a bit.
yeah, now it's not a problem whatsoever. It was like the first couple of puffs that I did a retrohale. I was like, ooh, that's a little much. I might have to do a half retro. But now it's smoothed out. Like I don't know if I'm got used to it, or I think it's just kind of mellowed out a little bit. Anyway, that's pretty. I think we covered the first initial part. So I think what we'll
Yeah.
do is we'll go ahead and we'll finish off the first third of the cigar, and we'll be back to let you know how it finished. See you in a second. Everybody, we're back, and we're about the end of the last third. Coop, how'd the cigar do for you in that first third?
I'll just use the word amazing. This has been an absolute home run out of the gate. It is, you want to use that word, like explosion of flavor. It's an explosion of flavor. It with most of the first third was dominated by a natural tobacco sweetness, an almond note that I kind of described as a sliced almond note, and it's complemented by notes of earth, black pepper, cedar, and I still get a touch of that hay note. This cigar, I've ashed it once. I have not touched the lighter with this since I started this. I have not had to put the lighter to this thing at all. And I'm usually very quick to touch up. I sometimes I'm too quick. I have not had to do it. The draw is amazing on this. This is flying colors out of the gate for me. And this is coming from the guy who sort of is the Lancero, called the Lancero hater by some. So I am really impressed. This came up flying colors with this cigar.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much agree with every bit of that. I mean, we talked about too, there's a little hint of like a baking spice note too that kind of lingers around the background. And I
Yeah,
really
yeah.
enjoy that part too. To me, the flavors, like in the beginning, they were kind of all melding together really well. And as it burned down, those flavors became more distinct, each one. Because I got the cedar
Yeah.
backbone, the earthiness, the hay, that almond note. That natural tobacco sweetness, a little bit of Baker spice in there, and the black pepper, which we really got the black pepper a lot of the retrohale. As this burned,
Yeah, I should have.
as it burned down to the end of the first third, we started getting some of that retro in that retrohales, that almond note. It still dominated to me by the black pepper and cedar, but you started to pick up some of that almond nuttiness on the retrohale as well. I didn't have I've had no issues with my burn at all whatsoever. No touch-ups, nothing. It's burning really well. Matter of fact, I kind of quit smoking a little bit in between, kind of let Coop kind of catch up to where I was at, and I thought, oh crap, I think I might have waited a little bit too long. And I went to go puff on it, no problem. It was still going, no issues whatsoever. And to me, I would say this is definitely medium bodied, medium strength, but probably medium full flavor. And also to me, I would say it has a medium finish on the palate too. Like it's has about a medium
It's right in
finish.
my, again, right in my wheelhouse with this as well.
Yeah, I mean, really good first third. I thought it was fantastic. So go ahead, Coop. Would you want to say something?
No, I was gonna say I'll talk about. I think something may be happening, and it's very positive when we get into the second third. I'm gonna hold
Okay.
off to kind of reserve judgment on it.
Sounds
But
good.
oh, before I forget, I also want to thank Enrique Tavares as well for the support on this. So I left him out in the first third, and I don't want to forget him. So.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and smoke the to the second into the second third. We'll be back to let you know what we thought. See you in a second. Everybody, we're back. And we're at the end of the second third. You went first last time, so I'll go ahead and I'll start off this one. Basically, I was getting a lot of the same flavors, right? So I was still getting the cedar, natural tobacco sweetness we were getting, black pepper, a hint of the baking spice, even though to me it faded away a lot, actually, the second third. Started picking up two notes that we had talked about off air was what you had picked out at anise flavor, which I had mentioned that I don't really have that in my flavor wheelhouse because like I've never like I'm not a fan of like licorice, so I've never kind of went towards it. Only kind of time I kind of would get that like when we've had absinthe or something, you know, I've get that flavor there or something. But you know, I mentioned that I'd gone to this small in a small town near us that they have a chocolate shop there and they make their own licorice. I was traveling to go to a concert in Atlanta. I stopped and bought some of their licorice to try to get this flavor in my flavor wheel so I could recognize it. And man, good quality licorice, it's like night and day with the crap you buy at a supermarket. It's unbelievable. And that flavor, you know, when you mentioned that, like I didn't pick it out until you mentioned it. There was something there, but I couldn't recognize it. When you said anise, I was like, oh, that's what it is. That's what it reminded me of. It was like, okay, that black licorice. I started to get that. But as it kind of developed, I started getting a really nice tea note, a black tea note, that to me, it became it developed in like the middle and became one of the dominant notes in the second third. But it was really, really nice. It was weird too because the beginning of the second third in the retrohale, the black pepper started fading, and mostly what I got was just the almond and the cedar in the retrohale. But as it got to the back end of the second third, that black pepper started making another appearance, and also in the end of the second third too, it started to develop a little bit of a bitterness, and not in a bad way. It kind of like added a nice little balance to the flavor profile to me. I really liked it. I still say it's medium body, medium strength, medium full of flavor. Also, we talked about this too. To me, the finish became from a medium finish to a long finish. It started to like linger, the flavor started lingering on the palate quite a bit on the second third, especially the further the second third went. The finish got longer and longer and longer. But overall, this second third was really nice. It was actually more interesting than the first third. So I'm really looking forward to the last third here. So how did it was the second third to you?
You pretty much, I think we're really right in sync with this. I was mentioning at the end of the first third, if you didn't watch, I mentioned right after we kind of cut off the YouTube piece, it was the anise note was starting to come in. It kind of, the natural tobacco, like kind of morphed into that. And then getting like into the heart of the second third, this black tea note emerged and it started to really move it into a primary note with that anise. I'm still getting that almond itch, although the almond started to fade right around the midway point a bit. There's also the earthy component, I think, is still very much present. It kind of increased a bit as well. We talked about the retro has been very interesting because kind of at the beginning of the second third, the black pepper faded on the retro. And then around the midway point, it came back again. And that's when actually the finish started getting longer on this as well. And you know, I'm not the big fan of the long finish, but it's fine for me. It's a pleasant finish, which I really, really enjoy on this right now. The strength and body has picked up a little. So if this was like dead center five, it's now maybe a six for me. So it's picked up a little on this. I've done three touch-ups, and two of them were because I was talking. And I think I mentioned, you know, so I don't think there's any deductions by any means with that. It's performing fine. The draw is still amazing on this thing as well. So it's performing extremely well. this is where I get, you know, when you get 4.5 inches, 5 inches into the lens, are you worried it's going to run out of gas? So I'm curious to see what the final third is going to do for this, but I'm pretty confident that's not going to happen. This is a complex cigar. There's a lot going on with this cigar. There's transitions. There is nuances. It's just delivering what every Lancero geek says a Lancero delivers. This one's delivering.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. True, it is a complex Lancero, and to me, it's one of the most complex Lanceros that I've had so far. And I smoke a lot of Lanceros, so. Off to a really good the middle of this is really good, so I'm curious to see what this final third ends up being as well.
Yeah, I am too.
So we'll go ahead and we'll finish the cigar off. I'll be back to let you know what we thought, our final conclusions.
All
right, everybody, we're back at the end of the cigar now. Just finished off the final third. So Coop, how did the final third treat you?
There was a change. It got the flavor. I think some of the complexity did go down. It got very earthy with those tea notes with primary there. The anise note went back to more of a natural tobacco sweetness, kind of how it was in the first third, but a lot less sweetness than the first third. Not much in the way of black pepper on the tongue, but on the retro for sure. And the almond note kind of faded quickly in this one. Well, I really didn't get much of that almond towards the end. Again, it just performed minimal touch-ups. I still would put this medium in strength and body. And, you know, but what we always talk about, that crescendo of flavor that we hear people talk about in the final third. There wasn't a crescendo of flavor in this case, but enjoyable, very satisfying. Where I think I got everything I could out of this Lancero at this point. So I'm trying to think if I missed anything else, but... it didn't turn into like a pepper or spice, and there was no harshness at the end of this thing either. It was just time to put, it was running out of tobacco is what happened. So, I'm very satisfied with this still. This was a great cigar.
Yeah, I would probably say the same. To me, it definitely, the earth dominated the last third. I still got a majority of the same flavors, but they were a lot more subdued. The almond note kind of, I didn't really get it much at all in the final.
No,
third.
I thought it kind of dissipated quick too.
Yeah. I still got the cedar note, the natural kind of tobacco sweetness was there, but they were very muted. To me, it was predominantly the black tea note, but really it was the earth. The earth was the main note on the back end of it.
It wasn't that gritty earth though either.
No.
It was, like I said, there was still enough going on with some of the other flavors that it kind of just enhanced. It was fine. It wasn't, and we'll get into which was the best third in a little bit, but I don't want to give that part away. But yeah, I was extremely satisfied with the way this finished. It was a very good cigar, and it was like I said, that last third still was enjoyable to me.
Yeah, I would agree with, it's medium bodied, medium strength, but medium the full of flavor. It maintained that pretty medium to long finish on the last third as well. I did have a couple of relights, but I still, you know, we were talking on our Facebook Live, and I think it was probably mainly that. I don't think it went out on its own, really. It was my fault. Other than that, I think it finished a lot better than I thought it would, to be honest. I think it did. I think this was a really good Lancero. So
yeah, it was, and this is coming from the guy who's hard on Lanceros for me. This is a really good cigar.
So, out of all the thirds, what was your favorite?
The second.
Yes, I agree.
100%. The second there, the second was the star of it. When that anise note came in and the black tea, it was really delivering some really special flavors. Definitely, the star of it was. The second third, for sure. And probably, you know, the first third is a second, and the final third's third, but not a knock. That's not a knock on the other two.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to smoke mine, and it's getting hard to even hold this thing right now.
I agree. Didn't run out of gas. That's the other thing I want to say. This didn't run out of gas in the final third. Like, it did, you know, no, like you said, some flavor notes got muted. That's okay. There was still flavor I was getting from this.
Correct. Yeah, to me, the second third was the best because to me, we had all those original notes in the first third, but we had the addition of the black tea, then anise note. And even in the back end of the second third, we started getting a little bit of bitterness. It actually enhanced the flavor profile to me. Like it gave it a little bit of a balance that was really nice, actually.
Bitter is not bad. It's when bitter becomes harsh, and there's a difference. When bitter becomes harsh, and sometimes we confuse bitterness with harshness. That wasn't, we didn't get harshness.
No,
It
not at
kind of
all.
just, it kind of played on the tongue really good. A different interpretation than the Robusto and some of the other sizes we had, but I still felt like I was smoking a Casa Magna Colorado, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think this is a fantastic addition to the line of the Casa Magna. It's to me, I love this. We talked about this on the Facebook Live part, but not on YouTube edit here. But we both thought this would be great. It's a limited release. We hope it's not a one and done. Now, hopefully, it'll be an annual, maybe limited release. That would be fantastic, you know.
How can you go wrong with $98 for seven of these? And we got, I think, I want to say we got these in like late November, early December. And because of schedules and weather, we had to put some of these, we don't want Ben smoking these things in sub-zero temperatures. So, or cold temperatures, so we have to kind of look for the right, conditions to have it. But yeah, this was a real surprise to me. I gotta be honest with you. Even when I had the Super Lancero, I don't remember having an experience like this. This was just really good. I think they just executed everything from the blend to the packaging, to how this, it's just, it was really just another home. This is a home run, this Lancero. It's a great Lancero.
So, going off of that, what would you score this?
92, which is for me, yeah, I don't give out much many 92s these days, and it is really good. Yeah, I actually thought this could have, if the final third on, it could have hit the 93 mark for me. It could have hit 93 if the final third was like the first third. But 92, this is a box purchase all the way. This is not even, I don't even blink. I actually want to try to get more of these. I Nielsen's got to get these. Nielsen's got to smoke this.
Yeah, I literally can't add nothing to that because that's what I was thinking. When it hit the second third, I was thinking 92. And the final
Yeah, and I think
third,
the
even
problem
though
is, yeah,
it was a little
yeah.
bit less of, you know, to us it was like the least of our favorite thirds, it was still really good. And to me, I would say I'm with you. If the final third had kind of ended the way the first third kind of started, this would definitely be a 93. But
It was close.
92 for me too, man. It's box worthy. I want to get a box of these for sure.
Yeah, and not only that, this is coupe eligible for the coupe list. This is totally an eligible cigar for coupe list. 92s don't miss the coupe list. I'm gonna put it through a coupe review as well. And I'll probably, we'll do that in a few, we'll wait a little while because we just put this out there. But I'll put it through the coupe review, and if it comes out, I can't see how it's not gonna come out like this. Because I'll do the review soon, and then I'll publish it. Way a little more out there, so we give this review a chance to kind of shine.
Yeah,
But
I
usually
was
when I
really
review it, do a coupe
impressed.
review, I stay, it stays consistent. Yeah, if it goes up or down a point, that's, yeah, but this is standard of excellence. This is what a Lancero should be. This is everything that Lanceros are promised, and a lot of times they don't deliver on this, and this one absolutely delivered. And we were talking a lot of Lanceros on the Facebook feed, Ben. I just didn't put this on because it was my first time, right? But if I continue to smoke these and they smoke like this, there's no reason why this can't be a Mount Rushmore or Lancero.
I agree.
And where if we're I'm just saying, if you're a Lancero fan, you need to get this one. I'm just telling you, you won't be disappointed. You just won't.
I concur. I'm not much else I can add to that either. I mean, this is a
Yeah.
fantastic Lancero. As somebody that is a Lancero guy, I love Lanceros. This is one of the best I've smoked so far.
Yeah,
But like
it's
Coop
really good.
said, this is. To me, this was on my second one. This was Coop's first, so it's We're talking a very, very small sample size, right? So as you know, we get more of these and smoke more. I'm not sure my opinion would change much, Coop, honestly. I mean,
No, and that's why I'm going to put it through the review cycle probably before PCA, just so I'm smoking under very similar age. This is what I've kind of done when I've done the coupe reviews. I usually do the review a week or so later, and then I schedule the review out a couple of months later, just so, like I said, we're not conflicting with it. But then it just goes through everything that the coupe review went through, and you know, I'm not talking on the air or anything like that, but. You know, again, we're talking on the air, it distracts you sometimes. So that's not, you know, maybe usually, like I said, it's going to do just as good, I would think.
Yeah, I
I'm
agree.
curious. I think it's going to age. I think these are going to age fine too. I don't see these dying. Like, you know, I don't see. I think you can smoke some of these now and put some away.
Yeah,
But,
I really do think that I think these are very ageable. I think they'll actually do really well with a little bit of age on them, even better.
even better. Yeah, like I said, we had several weeks of age on this. I just did a quick Google on these and they're out there. So, actually Neptune's out of the boxes. Interesting. I went Neptune out of the boxes. So, they are starting to go. for sure. I'm checking small batch and I guarantee small batch sold out of it.
I'm sure they're
Yeah, they're out
available
of it.
at Blue Smoke of Dallas too.
I'm sort of remember Blue Smoke of Dallas. So if Jay, you got some, call Jay Davis.
With receipts.
With receipts, yeah. With receipts. So I did not save my receipts for the Mirrorfelds I bought. Shame on me. You know,
Yeah.
it's interesting. About 14 weeks ago, Casada Cigars put up an Instagram post. It says Casa Magna Colorado El Lancero. And they write, the perfect smoke for the real cigar enthusiast. And I think that sums it up.
I do too. Fantastic release. Very
Yeah.
happy that they sent us some to so we could do
Yeah,
this.
we really appreciate it. And we, you know, we send our best to the Casada family as well. So thank you. And that's the extended family of Enrique and Hector and you know, Brian and all those guys who really support us. Thanks on that as well. And Hector's out there. Jay needs some of his shops, no purchase. Jay, this is a Lancero I approve of. This is a Cooper approved Lancero.
Yeah.
So no, we really, I mean, I gotta say Hector's got a great palate because he's never let me down when he's on something. So he knows his stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I will agree. This is Bull Shark approved 100%. This is one that I want to have. I really don't want to have one box. I kind of want to have multiples, to be totally honest, especially though
Yeah,
these are limited. I might go Aaron Nielsen deep with these.
this is, you know, yeah, this is not box worthy consideration. This is buy the box. $98, you cannot go wrong with that. It's not a huge investment. Yes, you get seven cigars and you smoke some now, put some away. Yeah.
You know, and you know, going off that, we've seen the past few years the prices going up on cigars to where now, like, really an average price is really like $16 now. So if you
Yeah,
look at it from that standpoint, this is a really good price for this, especially for a limited release.
for a limited release, yeah, it really I agree on that. Because you know, when I looked at the prices of when I was like reviewing when I went and did the price analysis, you're right, that thing was close. The average price of a cigar I reviewed was like, oh, it was ridiculous. It was $15.56. So it was right around, you know, a little under 16. So
So you're looking
you're
at
just bull.
prices on sites right now, right? So see what an Oliva Serie V Lancero is running right now for a single. I'm
I wonder if it,
curious.
all right. Oh, well. Oliva Serie V Lancero. I haven't seen those in a while. So, but I'm sure someone's got them. So let me pull that up.
Because I'm wondering, I bet you these are have creeped up in price to where I bet there's
Yeah.
not a huge price difference.
Well, no, actually, there is. The Lever has got a good price. It's 967.
So, okay, so it's still sub $10, right? Okay.
It's still sub $10, yeah. Keep in mind that's they're doing a much bigger production probably than Casada is doing it at that.
Right. But I was
Yeah,
while I was
but
going with
that's
that, still, so you just let's just say it's a $10 Lancero, right? That's
yeah.
a that is a that's a non-limited edition with a huge production quantity, right? So just a few dollars more for this limited release, and it is
Yeah.
fantastic flavor. I mean,
Yeah.
it's a
Yeah.
no-brainer to me. Honestly, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Neptune still has singles. They don't have boxes. So Neptune's got singles. And like I said, if Jay's got them, go to Jay.
Definitely.
He'd love to get rid of them. But they're out there. Yeah, if you can't find if Jay doesn't have them or they're out there. You could do some Googles. They still could be found. But I'm surprised that a lot of the boxes have sold. I think that price was a great idea going with you go with a 7 count box. Nice presentation and everything.
Oh my God, Jay. The comment he just made on the chat is like straight to my heart. An Espana Lancero.
Hector, we wanna we I'm gonna put up a request, Hector. We wanna do a Casada corner on our Espanas, period. I thought
That
they made an Espana Lancero.
nope.
Yeah, they
Robusto
did. They did.
win.
You know, but it wasn't. It was a slow release.
It was a
It
what
went to
release?
Stogie's. It went to. It was a single store release. It went to Stogie's.
Oh, Stogie's World Class of Houston.
Yeah.
Of course, but that's
It
only
was an
for
eight. It
that
was an
sh
H-Town series.
yeah, she
Yeah, it
it
was the H-Town series.
right. So yeah, that's
Yeah.
okay. So Jorge there
And
is
he's
like the
got him in stock. And he's got him in stock. It looks
yeah,
like.
he'll always have the stock. That dude is the king of Lancero for retailers. He
Yeah,
every time that
yeah.
he does a shop exclusive, it's a Lancero. If you there,
Yeah.
he has Lanceros in brands and blends that are not available anywhere else. Anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, so if you're a
Yep.
Lancero person, that is your Mecca right there.
The original, here's another Lancero that was really good. But it was a store exclusive, but that's okay. The old Namakubi Ecuador Lancero. He had that. When I was the Namakubi Ecuador, that was definitely one of the best sizes.
Yeah, when I lived in Houston, I would go up there. I pretty much would just buy all the Lanceros because
Yeah.
I knew you couldn't find them anywhere else, you know?
Yeah, and he knows how to sell Lanceros. I mean, he's like,
Yeah.
he does know how to move them. Give him credit.
100% for sure.
Yep.
So, anyway, we did really good with this cigar. Thank you for Quesada for
Yeah.
supplying us these for doing this.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Again, thanks to everybody as well with the Casada family, team, extended, everyone. Thanks to our audience as well for tuning in. We always enjoy having you as well.
Yeah. And if you're watching
So,
this on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll see you
yep.
next time.
Take care, everybody.